Hey, Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
You know how you've been doing the simplifying your life thing for the past few months?
Yeah.
You know what would make life really simple?
What?
If we don't over-record our podcast by 30 minutes.
Oops.
Yeah.
So I guess the last couple of weeks when you were like, hey, the episodes were 50 minutes long, and I was like, no, it's not.
Really was.
You were right.
Yeah.
See, we edit these as we re-record.
Because we thought it would be simpler that way.
Yeah. No. And we listen as we record. Like, it's not that we don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. The bars in the recording program are not set by seconds, by the way.
Yeah.
So now, lesson learned.
Yeah, the program lied to us. And then, so now we got it fixed.
Yeah.
So we won't be taking up as much of your time every week.
If we can hot mess something up, we're gonna.
At least once or twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I'm Gina.
I'm Dawn.
And, yeah, we're still your hot mess moms like we were last week and the week before that and the week before that.
Yeah. We definitely have earned our hot mess podcaster title. This week. And I kind of want my tiara. I don't know where you have it in your prop room, but I want it.
My tiara is not in my prop room. It is in my closet with my Disney stuff.
That's actually a really good place for your tiara. And the organizer in me loves hearing that, but I still want it.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to go to Disney World yourself and buy your own tiara because you ain't getting mine.
That doesn't even hurt my feelings, and I'm okay with it. So... All right, fine. I'll go to Disney on my own.
Oh, okay. Well, do you want to... What do you want to talk about today?
Simplifying our lives.
Simplifying.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing this year. I really want to be simple. Like, I want to simplify all the things.
Yeah, it's the conversations that we have had privately about simplifying, to me, are funny because you... It's like once you get the idea of it, you are like, how can I spread this into every aspect of my world? And I think once you realize that with some tweaking, you actually can,
mm-hmm.
then you got super excited super fast.
I'm like an all or nothing kind of girl.
You totally are. You're not a ride or die.
I do not have to do anything.
Yeah, and that's true.
And I don't want to just like, I've been on this simplify my food thing for a while. Like, We started eating organic, all natural, from scratch. Like, we only eat at very select restaurants because I don't want...
Crap
in my food. Xanthan gum and whatever else there is out there.
I'm telling you, you tell me about xanthan gum, and I was like, what? And then she explained it to me, and we'll link to, like, the definition in the show notes.
Yeah.
So that you can go in there and shock and awe yourself.
Yeah.
We talked about it, and now I can't help but look, and if I see it, I can't buy it. It's that learning nasty things about your food will mm-hmm. make you change the way you eat quicker than any kind of, like, calorie or swimsuit hanging on the back of a door.
Yeah, because I don't care about the swimsuit. Like, yeah. I'm swimming in my own pool. I don't care about the swimsuit. So,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, though... 80% of food has that stuff in it. Like, even basic things that you would see, that you would think, oh, that's just, you know, cream cheese. Well, that cream cheese is loaded with crap. There's literally, like, one brand of cream cheese I can buy, but it's good cream cheese.
Yeah. So, where do you shop now?
Well, I try to shop at Publix as much as I humanly can, but for the most part, Whole Foods, unfortunately. I love Whole Foods, but...
It ain't cheap.
Simple is not cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, simple is not... You would think simple would be cheap.
You just buy less stuff. Yeah, except for...
You're buying less things, but those less things are not pennies on the dollar.
But if you're buying simple and you're buying better quality... If you're buying less, you can afford to buy better.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
If you're not buying 58 boxes of stuff.
That's what I tell myself with my $44 of 7 produce items. When I leave the grocery store, is that I only had to buy 7 things. It's okay if I spent $44. Not really. $44. But you get my drift. It's not cheap, but it really is worth it.
Yeah. Like... I've been pleasantly surprised at, like, Okay, first of all, it tastes 100 times better. But it's just, like, the way I feel. I haven't, like, lost a lot of weight or anything. That's not my goal.
Yeah.
My goal is just to, like, be more mentally clear.
Yeah.
And, like, to feel better. And I do. I feel like a completely different person. And it's weird because people will say, have you done something different? And I'm like, well, I'm eating different. Oh, well. And I'm like, no, I didn't lose weight. I just feel better.
Yeah.
And it comes across just in my physical appearance, not from... you know, a bunch of weight loss, but
skin being healthier, your hair being healthier, what you're putting into your body is just better.
What you get in and put in is what you get out.
Yeah, your gym coach was not lying when he told you that. If you run more laps, you'll get better at running. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not what I meant, but yeah.
But you know what I meant.
Jim, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but we've all heard that, you know, all growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So, as another example where your mama was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Or your Gina. Whatever. Whatever you have around the house. I got a Gina next to me.
Yeah. My mom was not really a simple living kind of girl, but I have found the older I get, the more I want to be more intentional about the things that I do in life, the ways that I spend my time, the food that I eat, what I wear, how I decorate my house. Like, I want everything to be into.
I'm all for that.
I've been this way for a long time. Although, I didn't put the word intentional to
it.
In front of it for a while. Forever, as long as I can remember, like, if I would go shoe shopping, I would go to 15 different stores and I couldn't find exactly what was in my head. One of my girls would be like, oh, you're just being picky. And I'm realizing, like, I wasn't picky. Mm-hmm. I was intentional.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to remember to use positive words versus negative, because that one word, it's the exact same thing.
Girl, we could do a whole podcast episode about using positive words instead of negative words when we talk to ourselves and about ourselves. And
that's one of my goals this year.
We'll have to note that for another week.
Yeah, that's one. Mm-hmm. That's one of my, like, even now, whenever I make a mistake, like today, I made a mistake and I was like, why are you so
human?
Like, good at doing things a different direction, like, instead of saying dumb, like, because that's what I want to say. Why are you so dumb?
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm a lot of things. Like, instead of stubborn, I'm driven. Like, we can do a whole podcast, but we're not going to talk about that today. Yeah. What I want to talk about, though, is, like, being intentional. Why do people act like it's a bad thing?
I honestly don't have a I'm right and I know I'm right kind of answer. But I think for some people, it may have something to do with wanting to be agreeable.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people that are very intentional, it to somebody else who's not or not used to it, it may come across as like, well, all right, fine, don't do what I want. Where it's not, you're not trying to be mean, you're just trying to be true to who you are. And to be true to who you are sometimes means telling somebody else, no, I will not eat xanthan gum in my cream cheese, Mr. Man. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I think a lot of people aren't used to hearing that or being told
the word,
no.
The word no is like so short, but man,
it's a complete sentence.
It can make some people unhappy real quick.
It can, you're right.
Because we're used to telling our kids no, and our kids are used to hearing no, but adults, they don't like no as much.
Yeah, that's really true. Because I think that's one of the things I can remember from being a kid.
Yeah.
Is being, well, when I grow up, nobody can tell me no. I'll do what I want. And then so...
joke's on you, huh?
Yeah, so then like your boss says, no, you have to come to work. And suddenly you're mad. It's not as fun.
Even when you tell people no. And I don't mean people who work for me. I just mean like people in life. When they want you to do something and my answer is, I can't, I'm busy. They're not happy. They're just not happy. But I'm not going to tell them yes to make my life more complicated, because the whole point is to keep my life simple.
Oh, she means it, y'all. She's clapping her hands together. Do y'all hear that? That's hand clapping of I mean business.
Once again, I like to do things intentionally. Mm-hmm. Go to lunch, go to the movies. Just because I work at home doesn't mean I can stop whatever I'm doing. Whenever somebody's like, hey, let's go do this. And I'm like, nope, I got stuff to do today. Like, you know, I understand that it seems all glamorous that I work from home, but that ain't reality.
Yeah, it's just a lot of hard work.
Yeah, but when I'm intentional with my time, then it's It's just, it makes us better.
Yeah, it's not, there's a reason that you can take a week or two off and go drive, take a road trip with your husband mm-hmm. and drive four states is because you were intentional about your time before that happened. Mm-hmm. None of that happened by accident.
No.
So you get to, at that point, reap the benefits of the work you put in and yes. front loaded so that you could go do that.
Yeah.
That's absolutely makes sense.
I'm even trying to simplify work and make it easier for me to take weekends off, which I've never really done before. Mm-hmm. I've worked 7 days a week for, you know, when I work, as long as I could remember. So if I'm intentional with my time and highly specific and I set my goals and I do all those, you
all
know,
the things.
Then I have created room so I can take weekends off because yeah. you know, I like making things simplified.
Yeah, that's, I think that was part of the reason why Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek.
Oh, I love that
everybody,
book.
And I have not actually read it. I've heard a lot about it. I know.
What?
Y'all, she's giving me this face.
Girl.
I have not actually read it, but from everything I've heard from everybody, he's not literally saying only work 4 hours a week.
Right. He's not.
But the point of it is to what you're doing and the way you're doing it is to be very intentional about mm-hmm. it to get as much work done within a shorter amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that theory and that life premise and life idea
yes.
is a fantastic way, especially if you are sick of the same old, same old.
That's how I like to do every aspect of life, not just work or eating, but everything.
So, is this why you've had one couch for way longer than I've known you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Because you bought what you wanted.
Exactly. Versus yeah. Buying how many couches in the last 3 years?
Four? I've had four couches in the last 3 years.
And why? Okay, let's break this down. Why do you keep buying couches?
Okay, so the first couch that I had was the couch that I had when my ex and I split.
Right.
And it was a great couch. It was sectional. It was huge. The second house I moved into about 11 months later, the couch was too big for the house.
Right.
I split it up. I tried putting it 100 different ways. I did my organizer thing to it, and it just wasn't working.
Okay.
So I had to get rid of it and sell it.
So that's couch one.
Yes, that was couch one. Couch two, I wanted something that was a little funkier, little different style than...
Smaller.
Smaller, definitely. And then I found a fantastic, cute little couch at a thrift shop in Tennessee, actually.
Okay.
For like $165, couch and chair. I was super excited. I got home, had it in my house, loved it for about 3 weeks. And then I realized it was not that comfortable. So because it was literally an antique couch from the like 40s and it just was not comfortable. And mm-hmm. so I sold that couch and thought okay. I want something bigger.
Right. Which gets us to couch three.
Okay. So couch three, I thought, well, that didn't work. It wasn't big and couchy enough.
Okay.
Because I'm sure somebody will understand that. And so I thought, well, I want something that's comfortable to lounge in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still didn't want to spend $700 or $800 on a basic couch because couches aren't cheap. And I am.
Okay.
Okay. So I got a day bed.
All right.
From my favorite store in the whole wide world.
IKEA.
So I got a day bed and it was great until I realized it's a day bed and not a couch. So that when I sat on it, it's so much wider than a couch is.
Yes. It's deeper.
So when I would sit on it, it wasn't comfortable to sit on because it was a bed that I'm sitting on and not a couch.
So you either had to sit all the way back with your feet dangling up
or on the edge and support. I couldn't lean back and there was no support.
Right.
And so that also did not work for me. So I sold that couch to my friend and she put it in her daughter's bedroom where a day bed actually belongs, not in the living room. Because it's not a couch.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, she's a smart girl. Smarter than me sometimes.
Which gets you to your current couch.
Yes, that gets me to my current couch. Well, I did go a stint of about 4 months without having a couch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sat in beanbag chairs in my living room because my daughter has several of them. So we did that, and then I got the couch that I currently own, which you will be happy to know, everybody, is an actual couch from an actual furniture store.
Yeah.
And a real furniture store, not even an IKEA furniture store.
Oh, really? I thought you got an IKEA sofa.
It's from Ashley Home Goods.
Oh, look at you.
So I'm still cheap. Don't think that went out the window.
So what lesson did you learn in your couch? What shall we call it? A couch saga. The
saga, yeah. of my four couches?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what I learned is that getting rid of a couch because it is too big is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Jumping into something else because it's cheap. Or I can finagle something that I want out of mm-hmm. something that is not meant to be that.
Yes.
It's not always a wise choice. And,
yes.
And sometimes, even though couches are really expensive, it's just better to spend the money on what you want and get the thing that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Because had I just bought the couch in the first place,
right.
then I would have just bought the couch in the first place. But because I bought four couches in the span of 3 years, I spent a whole lot more money
right.
than I would have. So that was my lesson, was I wasted a lot of money and time.
This is exactly why I don't care to spend a little more for mm-hmm. decor.
Okay.
And it's also why I'm not, please don't throw things at me, audience, through the computer. This is why I'm not a huge fan of thrift stores. And I have got to where I pretty much completely stay away from clearance racks.
Really?
Okay. I know if you are looking for something specific, and a lot of times you can find very generic things at thrift stores or whatever. That's okay. I understand if you're going there with a purpose, but just to shop for no reason without intention.
Okay.
If we were doing a drinking game, and you took a shot every time we said intention, you would be trashed.
Yes.
But if you go shopping without intention, you're just going to wind up with random stuff, first of all. Unless you have a list. And, between it and clearance racks, it's the purpose of a clearance rack is it's a high-pressure situation. It's designed to make you want to buy right then.
Because it's going away.
Because it's going away. And here's the thing. It was a cast off anyway. Nobody wanted to buy it, which is why it ended up on clearance. It's...
Oh, I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew that it was, like, the things that were on the clearance rack were the things that were going away, like that last season style or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it never occurred to me that it was there because nobody else bought it.
Right.
And they still had a bunch left over.
It's the cast-off pile.
That makes so much sense.
I'm not saying that never buy from the clearance. I'm saying I look at the regular aisle first, and then the clearance is like my last-ditch effort to try to find what I'm looking for.
The thing you were specifically searching for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. You're so smart.
Now, with that said, if I'm going through the cleaning aisle
mm-hmm.
or at Target, right?
Okay.
And I notice there's two cleaners there.
Okay.
I don't care what my Windex smells like. So if one is on clearance, I'll buy the one on clearance.
Okay.
But I'm not buying it because it's on clearance. I need cleaner,
uh-huh.
and that's the cheapest one at the moment.
So does this mean you don't ever do like bargain shopping?
Okay, I shop for bargains when I'm looking for something. So I will go, like, our sofa came from the Pottery Barn outlet, but I was looking for a slip-covered sectional.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to bargain sources first to find what I was looking for.
Okay.
I happened to find it. But I don't just hop over to Pottery Barn outlet for no reason.
Just to see what
might fit in my house. Like, I think about, what do I need? And, you know, Lauren works at TJ Maxx, and she's like, we have all this new furniture in. And I'm like, honey, I don't need furniture. But it's so cute, and it's so cheap. And I'm like, babe, I don't need any furniture.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind shopping for a bargain, but only when I'm shopping for something.
In particular.
In particular, yes.
That makes... That explains why when I go to Target for two things, like, I don't know, LaCroix water and Whiteout.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the clothing thing, and then I ended up spending $147. Then I got four shirts and a pair of pants, and then I actually think I've worn one of those shirts. Never. And that's how that happens, is because I had no intention of buying clothes.
Right.
I just saw clothes and thought, that looks really cute on the hanger. That'll mm-hmm. totally look cute on me, too. And then it just ends up becoming a waste, which I think a lot of people can relate to, especially at Target,
mm-hmm.
because they are very good at their job.
They are. They're very, very good at keeping you in the store and keeping you entertained.
Well, there are. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know my secret to, like, not having the, I call it a vortex. I use that word a lot, but Target is like a vortex.
The Target sucks you in. Yeah.
Yeah. So I order so much stuff from Amazon. I order
stay out of the store.
Yeah, stay out of the store. Coffee filters and that kind of stuff.
I do the same thing for toilet paper and paper towels,
mm-hmm.
just because it keeps me from having to remember to grab that stuff.
Yeah.
And I like to just have those in bulk because I don't want to be in a situation where I'm at the wrong moment and I run out. So I'm a bulk shopper for those items. Not right. many, but for those items I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to just have that kind of bulk stuff delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to worry about carrying it into the house or carrying it to the car.
Because it makes your life simple?
Because it makes my life easier.
Right.
So that way if I was only buying a pack, it would be different. But yeah. That's not how I do it.
Yeah.
So those two things, I'm totally on board with that. But I never thought about filters. I'm going to have to go through and add to my list of what I can just order from Amazon and not even have to go to the store for
it's
anymore.
It's actually cheaper a lot of times from Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed, though, that, like, I make my own laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
The pieces that I use to make my laundry detergent are not cheaper on Amazon.
Yeah.
Those are way cheaper
if
just to go to Walmart.
If something's only a couple of bucks, a lot of times it's cheaper in the store.
In the store, yeah.
Or, you know, the dollar store. You can buy a lot of that stuff there, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, a lot of it I found. Some of it I have trouble. But,
yeah
I've got... But when I make a batch, that batch lasts me over a year.
The only real downside to shopping this way...
Okay.
...is it takes longer.
Yeah, I can agree with that because I did go 4 months without a couch.
Yeah, you have to be more patient. For
you have
sure.
to be more willing
to do without.
To do without as mm-hmm. opposed to settle.
Right.
Which that's hard. It's hard to do that in the process of doing it because mm-hmm. I can tell you there were several times that a friend would come over and saw my beanbag chairs and would look at me like I was nuts. Like, do they really expect me to sit on that? And I did because it was that or the floor. But in the end, when I got my couch, I for sure still am like, come see my new couch. Have you seen my new couch? My friends that have seen my couch 100 times say things like, yes, Dawn, I've sat on your couch. And I'm like, I know, but it's so pretty. It's my new couch. And I'm like, it's a year old. I'm like, nope, it's my new couch. So it's totally worth waiting. Because you get to have that moment every time you see the thing that you waited for.
Right.
It's my new couch.
And listening to your story about your couches tells me you have a touch of decorating, what I call decorating ADD, where you change your mind constantly.
Yeah.
And it eliminates some of those changes.
It does. Yeah.
I've been there. I learned how to tame it. The longer you decorate, the easier it gets because the more refined your palette becomes.
I have noticed that just in the few months that I've lived in this house, my old house seemed a little more difficult because the layout was hard to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Even for me, it was really difficult. It was real choppy.
Mm-hmm.
But this house flows a lot better. And I have found even when I was moving in that I wanted to get really intentional about, I can't even tell if I'm saying the word right, intentional about what the things that were in the house and the things I surrounded myself with. So it's made me focus on what I'm purchasing because I can get just a rug or I can wait until I get that really, really pretty rug that I want really, really bad.
Yeah.
But I also want to wait for it to go on sale because I'm still cheap. Because that's never going to go away.
Or you can ask for gift cards and build them up over the course of time.
That's true. I can build up gift cards. I need more birthdays. I might need to have extra birthdays in my year.
Birthdays, quarter birthdays.
Yeah, that'll work
perfectly. Unbirthdays.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
You're going to give me dirty, dirty ideas. My friends are going to hate me. We're like, no more gift cards.
Having a birthday party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Blink, 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 blinkity, blink, blink. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, totally. I love it. Love it.
It's similar to the writing version of decorating, though, because you have, like, the crappy first draft, and then you refine it, and you refine it, and then you turn in the last, the last draft.
That's a really good analogy. I never thought of it like that.
So if you do all your crappy rough drafts on Pinterest boards, and scribbling on paper, and, you know, you can even...
Doodling out layouts.
You can even, there's, like, online design things you can use for free to, like, design your space. And there's even ones where you can put in the dimensions of your room and all that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing to know to edit. I think decorating and writing has a lot in common. I'm going to say that because I'm a writer.
Well, yeah.
But it really does. Like, editing, like, edit yourself whenever you put a lot in and then you start to take things out. It looks better and better.
Absolutely. And then with decorating, you can vision board the crap out of something and get to, like, the heart of
what you want.
The emotion you want to,
right,
you know, provide or invoke. Mm-hmm. With your
and plus,
area.
You might buy this really pretty chair at, you know, Home Goods. Which
yeah,
I do like Home Goods.
I do too.
You
I'm
might
sad
buy
we
this.
We don't have one more locally.
We might buy a pretty chair at Home Goods, and then 3 months later, you'll see an even prettier chair. Well, if you would have just gave it time to marinate, you would have had actually what you didn't know you wanted, but you actually wanted.
I have noticed that, especially when I was downsizing from my old place to this one, was that I had a lot of things that I really loved. Like, I did love them, but I loved them for all random different reasons. Mm-hmm. And then when you put them all together, it didn't have the eclectic look of a,
right,
you know, a lifetime of a, you know, acquired things so much as it looked like a hot mess.
Did it.
And so, well, but, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it was like, why did I choose that color? Well, I loved that color on that thing, but that color on that thing had nothing to do with the rest of them. And if I had just calmed myself down for a minute.
Right. I mean, I love analogies, and it's kind of like cooking, right? You have all of these different ingredients.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try, though, garlic doesn't go in cheesecake.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love me some garlic and cheesecake. But you're right, they don't go together.
I've never had it together, but in my mind, it does not sound good.
It does not, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes perfect. You're a smart lady. I think tonight we're going to take away your hot mess card.
No.
Yeah.
Just about decorating. It's only because I've been doing it a long time, though.
Yeah. You're getting this, like, simplicity, intentional living thing kind of...
That doesn't
You're getting
mean,
it on some tracks and, like, cruising on down the road.
Well, I'm getting the simplicity thing done. I've been at it for quite a while now, and I'm really embracing the simplicity, but... I still got all kinds of hot mess tendencies.
Well, you
so.
Know, I think this will be a good thing to revisit and see how it goes and, like, in more specific detail on specific areas.
Yeah.
I hope y'all wouldn't mind that because if you do, you can write us a comment.
Yeah.
Let us know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of comments, now we have an email list so that.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to keep up to date with subscriptions, you can sign up for our email list and it should be, the sign up form is down below and we'll just send you a quick email on Fridays when new posts come up.
Yeah. And it'll be in the show notes. Yep. We are trying to remember to say things that professional podcasters say, like, you can check the show notes for that.
Yeah. Well, or your a blog post if you're listening in a blog post.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, I guess that's it this week. We've talked a lot and we didn't go, you know,
we
an hour
not
this week.
Hit
I'm so proud.
50 minutes. I am super proud
High
of
five.
Us. Yeah.
Nice.
We did that good too. We didn't even miss.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, y'all.